Welcome to a special edition of Aspect Radio, what we like to call Aspect Radio Nuggets. It's time now for our Oscar predictions, and you're going to hear from me and Corey our picks for what we think will get nominated this year. You'll also hear from FilmNerds.com contributor Craig Hamilton. But first up, here are Corey's picks.
This is Corey Kraft of Aspect Radio, currently driving through the streets of Tuscaloosa on my lunch break at work with some Oscar predictions for you ahead of Thursday morning's Oscar nominations announcement. It's been a very good year for film. I think that we could all agree on that. And as such, a lot of the major categories are up for grabs in a way that we haven't seen in several years. So I'll do my best, and we'll see how wrong I am come 7:30 a.m. Central Standard Time when Seth MacFarlane and Emma Stone announce the nominations. First off, in the Best Picture category, I think that we have seen three basic locks in this category for some time. Those, of course, are Argo, Lincoln, and Zero Dark Thirty, critical favorites that have racked up critics' awards over the last few weeks. With their strong showings as of late with precursors, I think it's safe to add Life of Pi and Les Miserables into that lock category as well. So we have five films that have shown up over and over again that seem pretty safe. I would also say that Silver Linings Playbook, the new film by David O. Russell, is also pretty safe. So that brings us up to six. I think there are three movies that seem primed to get in that I'm still a little shaky about. These could be swapped out for a couple other things, but I still think that you'll find Django Unchained, the new Tarantino film, Moonrise Kingdom by Wes Anderson, and Beasts of the Southern Wild, the independent film that charmed audiences over the summer, in that Best Picture category. On the outside looking in, and possibly swapping out for one of those three that I just mentioned, are James Bond with Skyfall and Michael Haneke's austere Amour. So that's 11 films competing for a slot of up to 10 films in the Best Picture category. Could go up to 10, I don't know. But we'll see how it plays out. I think those are the 11 that are majorly in contention right now. In the Best Director category, the DGA just nominated Ben Affleck, Kathryn Bigelow, Ang Lee, Tom Hooper, and Steven Spielberg. I'd say look for something very similar at the Oscars, but instead of Tom Hooper, maybe throw in either Quentin Tarantino or Michael Haneke. It just depends on which way the wind is blowing that day. Of course, it's very rare for Oscar Best Director and the DGAs to match up 5 for 5. That's a strong 5 in the DGAs, though, and it could happen this year. In Best Actor, you have a guaranteed win, not only a lock for a nomination, but a guaranteed win in Daniel Day-Lewis as Abraham Lincoln and Steven Spielberg's Lincoln. So the other four people will just have to be happy to be there. I think those four will be Denzel Washington for Flight, Bradley Cooper for Silver Linings Playbook, John Hawkes for The Sessions, and Hugh Jackman for Les Miserables, though I think he's a little shaky. And don't be surprised if Joaquin Phoenix for The Master actually does make it into this category after all. Strong lineup, though. Again, you have six very legitimate contenders fighting for 5 spots. In Best Actress, it's essentially a two-woman race between Jessica Chastain in Zero Dark Thirty and Jennifer Lawrence in Silver Linings Playbook. But look for Emmanuelle Riva to become the oldest Best Actress nominee. Well, I think the oldest nominee for anything in the Best Actress category for Amour, and Quvenzhané Wallace in Beasts of the Southern Wild to become the youngest Best Actress nominee ever. And to fill that out, look for, I guess, Marion Cotillard for Rust and Bone. Though, Naomi Watts in The Impossible, this is an interesting situation, because I feel like this movie is sort of a quiet, it's sort of quietly building up steam. So Naomi Watts could very well break into this category, possibly at the expense of Wallace, who voters might have some sort of weird young person prejudice against. We'll see. Don't be surprised if Quvenzhané Wallace drops out of this category, though, or Marion Cotillard. You've got a lot of contenders here who could break in. It's actually more than 6 solid contenders fighting for 5 spots, because you also have people like Helen Mirren in Hitchcock. Not a well-liked movie, but, you know, it's Helen Mirren. She's broken into the Oscar race for worse stuff before. And critical darling Rachel Weisz for The Deep Blue Sea, though I don't really see that happening. In Best Supporting Actor, Seems pretty sewn up, though. I have no idea who's going to win it. Alan Arkin in Argo, Robert De Niro in Silver Linings Playbook, Philip Seymour Hoffman in The Master, and Tommy Lee Jones in Lincoln are four virtually guaranteed nominees. The fifth, I think, will either go to Leonardo DiCaprio or Christoph Waltz for Django Unchained. Exactly who, I can't really say for sure, but I'm leaning towards Waltz. He's a very popular actor for obvious reasons, and really tears into Tarantino's dialogue with such gusto, even though DiCaprio has the showier role, I guess, as the villain. Finally, in the Best Supporting Actress category, this is Anne Hathaway's to lose, but I think that we can look to Helen Hunt in The Sessions and Sally Field in Lincoln to also compete with nominations. Also, I think that Amy Adams in The Master is kind of shaky here, but I think she's in, and Maggie Smith in The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel, throwing that well-liked movie from May a little bit of Oscar attention. Of course, that's ignoring Nicole Kidman in The Paperboy, who received Golden Globe and SAG nominations for her supporting turn in Lee Daniels' film. But that film is so bad that I've got to believe that if any Oscar voters actually see it, she won't be guaranteed a nomination. I don't know. That would be very depressing. But stranger things have happened, and again, none of these are set in stone. There are a number of surprises that could pop up. For example, Richard Gere, for his role in Arbitrage, he's been pushing it for months, so he could pop up in the Best Actor category. Don't be surprised if Ann Dowd, the character actress who pretty much stuns in the indie film Compliance, pops up in Supporting Actress with his sort of shaky as that category is all around, though it's a question of getting voters to actually see these little movies, and what we've seen is more often than not, they don't really. But it's wide open in a lot of categories, and again, you never know what's going to happen. So we'll probably record a show pretty soon after the nominations are announced, and which will weigh in on our surprises and disappointments and things we're pleased about in all categories. It's kind of a fool's errand for me to try to pick categories like score and cinematography at this point, though I think that we all are excited about a lot of the contenders in those categories. But this has been Corey Kraft for Aspect Radio. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.
What you said was that this is my world. And in my world, you gotta get dirty. So that's what I'm doing. I'm getting dirty.
This is Craig in Nashville with my very special edition parting shot, where I predict the 2012 Oscar nominations. I would love to see some real shockers this year, like Liam Neeson in The Gray, Chris Tucker in Julia Stiles and Silver Linings Playbook, Tom Hardy in The Dark Knight Rises, Emily Blunt for Salmon Fishing in the Yemen, Paul Thomas Anderson for Director, hey, it could happen, Scarlett Johansson in The Avengers, Taylor Kitsch in John Carter, that's legit, Hal Holbrook in Lincoln, The Tiger in Life of Pi, or Channing Tatum in Haywire, the list goes on. So much talent, so few slots. For supporting actress, I mean, at the end of the day, Anne Hathaway in Les Miserables wins. But I'll go ahead and call out the next four nominations. Sally Field for Lincoln. I think Amy Adams for The Master gets in. Nicole Kidman for The Paperboy is nominated as well. And Maggie Smith for The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel would absolutely make my morning. Just because Maggie Smith, y'all. Also, I'm not buying this Helen Hunt biz in The Sessions. No means no. For supporting actor, Philip Seymour Hoffman for The Master, Tommy Lee Jones for Lincoln, Robert De Niro was delightful in Silver Linings Playbook, Javier Bardem's performance in Skyfall was both touching and titillating. I think Samuel L. Jackson for Django Unchained sneaks in for a nomination here. Because, hey, look, if Robert Downey Jr. can get nominated for an Oscar for playing a caricature of a black man, then surely Samuel L. Jackson can too. That leaves out Leonardo DiCaprio, Alan Arkin, and Christoph Waltz, who really belongs in lead actor. For actress, we've got Jessica Chastain, Zero Dark Thirty, Jennifer Lawrence in Silver Linings Playbook, Marion Cotillard in Rust and Bone, and I'm going to go with Naomi Watts for The Impossible, who crept out of nowhere from the depths and made a huge splash with her performance, and then Emmanuel Riva for Amour. Continuing on, lead actor Daniel Day-Lewis will win for Lincoln, but the other nominees, just for a formality, I'll go with Hugh Jackman in Les Miserables. Denzel Washington in Flight. For some reason, he needs to be nominated. I'm going to say Joaquin Phoenix for his unreal performance in The Master will get nominated despite his recent ramblings. And I think Bradley Cooper edges out the immovable John Hawks for the fifth slot. Again, Christoph Waltz I think should be in this category, but I think he gets left out. You know when you wash your hands in a public restroom and your fingertips graze the bottom of the paper towel dispenser, and then you have to wash your hands all over again, and then tap the heel of your shoe against the wall three times, or your parents die? That's me with these parting shots. At any rate, continuing on. Director is a tough category this year. Catherine Bigelow, female gigolo, for Zero Dark Thirty, and Steven Spielberg for Lincoln are locks for the nomination. And I'm going to say Tom Hooper for his direction in Les Mis holds on for a nomination, as does Ben Affleck in Argo. I think the fifth slot is going to go to Quentin Tarantino, and I think he edges out Ang Lee for Life of Pi, and that also leaves out David O. Russell for Silver Linings Playbook. Finally, for my Best Picture nominee predictions of the year, I'm going to go with Zero Dark Thirty, Lincoln, Argo, Les Miserables, and Silver Linings Playbook for the five. I think there's going to be somewhere between 7 and 9 nominations, so if there are 6 nominations, I'm going to go with Django Unchained. If there are 7, Life of Pi. If there are 8, The Master. If there are 9, Beasts of the Southern Wild. And for the 10th slot, if necessary, I'm going to go with The Impossible. Thanks for listening to my 2012 Oscar nomination predictions. Be safe out there, be kind, and most of all, Roll Tide.
Leave us.
No, you stay here. I'm in charge.
Do you feel in charge?
This has been Flanagan with my Oscar picks, and this is going to be what I think will get nominated, but I'll let you know what I think is also lurking in some of what should be nominated tomorrow when Seth MacFarlane and Emma Stone announce the nominees for this year's Oscars. Let's start with Best Picture. While I think that there are enough for 10 nominees, which is the maximum number of nominations the Oscars can give in this category, I think the Academy is going to top it out with 8 this year. And I'm going to start by playing it safe with Zero Dark Thirty, Lincoln, Argo, and Les Miserables. I also think that you can probably count on Silver Linings Playbook and Life of Pi as surefire nominees. The two wild cards I'm going to throw in there as sure nominees this year are Quentin Tarantino's hit spaghetti western Django Unchained, and the one that I think is going to barely squeak in there, Ben Zeitlin's debut film Beasts of the Southern Wild, which was a critical darling throughout the year and had a lot of weight from this past summer. A couple of movies I think could be lurking are Wes Anderson's Moonrise Kingdom and the James Bond film Skyfall, and in a perfect world, Paul Thomas Anderson's film The Master would squeak in for a nomination. It seemed likely back when it opened in September, but it sure has lost a lot of steam during the Oscar season. So I think it's going to be 8 nominees this year. In Best Director, I'm going to unfortunately play it very safe and go with what the Directors Guild nominated on Tuesday, and that's Catherine Bigelow, Steven Spielberg, Ben Affleck, Ang Lee, and for Les Miserables, Tom Hooper, a past winner in 2010 for The King's Speech when he somehow beat David Fincher in one of the campaigns of the century by the Weinstein Company. Lurking are Quentin Tarantino for Django Unchained, David O. Russell for Silver Linings Playbook, and Paul Thomas Anderson for The Master, but we shall see. For Best Actor, I think you can play it safe with 4 locks here, but I'm going to throw in what should not be a wild card at the end. Daniel Day-Lewis is going to win the award, so he's number 1 right off the bat. Denzel Washington will probably be nominated for the mediocre Flight, in which he gave a pretty good performance. John Hawks for The Sessions seems pretty likely at this point, and Hugh Jackman is definitely generating a lot of positive buzz for his performance in Les Mis, so be sure to check out those 4 in the category. The guy I think will get nominated and who should be nominated for what was one of the best performances of the last 20 years is Joaquin Phoenix in Paul Thomas Anderson's film The Master. I mean, this was a performance that people were calling one of the best performances of all time, let alone the past 20 years, so it would be a shock to me if he didn't get nominated, even if he did go on that little rant bashing the Oscars and the whole awards race. That might leave him out in the end, but I do think that he built up enough steam initially when this thing opened up to now that he will squeeze in there. Unfortunately, he should be a front runner, but he's not. Lurking are Bradley Cooper for Silver Linings Playbook and Richard Gere for Arbitrage, but I think those guys will be left out. For Best Actress, this comes down obviously to Jessica Chastain and Jennifer Lawrence to win the award, But the folks that will round out the category, I think it's going to be a pretty diverse bunch, which is exciting from foreign and independent releases. You've got Quvenzhané Wallace in Beasts of the Southern Wild, who would be the youngest ever to be nominated for an Oscar, so that's exciting, and she deserves it too. She's really great in that film. Emmanuel Riva for Amour, which few people have seen, but I think has generated enough critical love and popularity during the award season rush, so I think she's going to squeeze in. And Marion Cotillard seems likely to get another nomination for her performance in Rust and Bone. Lurking are Naomi Watts in The Impossible and Rachel Weisz in Deep Blue Sea, two movies that no one has seen at this point. For Best Supporting Actor, Tommy Lee Jones, Philip Seymour Hoffman, and Alan Arkin seem all but sure things at this point, so we'll go ahead and pencil them in. I think from Django Unchained, you have a few choices there, but in the end, I think voters are going to go for a past winner in Christoph Waltz for his brilliant performance as Dr. King Schultz in Quentin Tarantino's film. You also have Leonardo DiCaprio, who seemed like a sure bet when folks were watching previews for this film, but Waltz really stole the show. In a perfect world, Samuel Jackson would be a front runner to win this thing and even get a nomination, but it just doesn't look likely at this point. I'm going to take a shot here, go out on a limb, and predict that Matthew McConaughey sneaks in for his performance in Magic Mike. He's gotten a lot of critical love and won a few critics' prizes, but it just seems like he's lost some steam for the Oscar nomination, which is really unfortunate because it's a great turn for a guy who's had just such a big year, and this would be a great way to reward him for all the work he's done in 2012 and what is a great, deserving performance. Now, that means if he gets the nomination, he's going to steal it from either DiCaprio, Robert De Niro in Silver Linings Playbook, or Javier Bardem in Skyfall. So we'll see if that happens, but look out, those guys could get nominations too. For Best Supporting Actress, Anne Hathaway and Sally Field seem like sure bets. They're going to be in contention to win the thing. As for the rest of them, Amy Adams and Helen Hunt for The Master and The Sessions, respectively, seem like they will get nominated. For that fifth slot, I see Nicole Kidman in The Paperboy, the film Lee Daniels followed Precious up with. I think she'll get a nomination. She's an award season favorite, so look for her in this category. Lurking, Maggie Smith, always a fun choice for the Best Exotic Marigold Hotel, and Ann Dowd in the little scene film Compliance. But those are what I think will get nominated tomorrow. I know there are a few surprises in there, and I'm going out on a limb, but it just gets boring if you do that. We'd also like to hear from you guys. If you want to send us your picks, just tweet at us at Aspect Radio.